Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Reb Alexander Yisrael ben Chaya Marta and for Reb Yitzchak Chaim Yechiel ben Esther ben Miriam bas Chaya ben Mordechai ben Sarah ben Soch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. The beginning of Parshas Tazria, it says Yishaki Sazria v'yolda Zachar v'tama shivas yamim. So when a woman gives birth to a boy, she's tameah for 7 days, and pasuk says b'hamshech u'shloshim yom u'shloshim simim teishev v'dmei tahara, and for 33 days she should sit on pure blood. The blood she sees is pure. B'chol kodesh lo siga v'alamikdash lo sabo ad milos v'dmei tahara. She is not allowed to touch anything holy, nor is she allowed to go into the mikdash until she finishes her days of tahara. Rashi explains first the lashon of teishev, ein teishev el lashon akava. K'mova teishvu b'kodesh, v'yeshev be'elonei mamre. So first Rashi explains the lashon of teishev. Teishev means to remain, and he brings two psukim, not that person literally sits down, like we think teishev means, but rather a person remains in that state or in that place. Afterwards, Rashi explains b'dmei tahara with two diburim. Rashi first says b'dmei tahara, afal pisha roe tahara, even though she sees blood, she is tahara. And then Rashi continues, "Bidmei tahara lo mapikhe, for hushem davar kamot tohar." It's not a mapikhe tohara tohar shela, but rather it's a shame davar like tohar purity, blood of purity. So, mepashtus, the kasha is that in the second dibur, Rashi explains pshat and bidmei tahara. In other words, the taich of the word. What's the word? What does the word mean? B'dmei tahara. It's a shame tover. It's not describing her, tohar shela, but it's describing a shame tover, a noun. B'dmei tahara, blood of purity. So that's pshat in the psukim, in the words. In the first dibur, Rashi is telling us the chiddush. B'dmei tahara, even though she sees, she's tahara. So l'chora, Rashi first should have been makdim pshat in the pasuk, the mitargim, the taich, b'dmei tahara shem davar, and then tell us b'dmei tahara chiddush, that even though she sees, she's tahara. That's the first kasha. Another kasha is that according to what Rashi explains in the second dibur, that b'dmei tahara is like b'dmei tohar, it emerges that not only is the woman tahara despite the blood, but moreover, the blood itself, are tahar. Because the pasuk calls them demei tahar, demei tahara, pure blood. If so, now Rashi's words in the first dibur, that afa pisha roa tahara, are completely superfluous. Because if the blood itself is tahar, pshito pshita, that the woman is tahara. Rashi tells us in the first dibur the woman is tahara. But in the second dibur, Rashi is telling us that even the blood is tahar. If the blood is tahar, it's pashit that the woman is tahar. So all you really need is the second dibur. So explains the Rebbe of Lubavitch that the Iker Perish of the words Bidmei Tahara themselves come dafka in the second Dibur. There Rashi explains that the Damim themselves are Tahorim. V'hu Shem Davar Kamo Tohar, Rashi says. It's a noun like Tohar. And automatically it's understood that the woman is Tahara. And that Rashi writes in the first Dibur, B'tmei Tahara, Haf al Pisha Roa Tahora, Rashi's coming to explain not the words B'tmei Tahara themselves, but rather the smichus, the juxtaposition of the words B'tmei Tahara to the word Teshev, that is before. It says Teshev B'dmei Tahara. So in the first Dibur, Rashi is coming to explain not what the words B'dmei Tahara mean, but rather how it relates to the word Teshev. In other words, first Rashi explains the word Teshev, Ein Teshev El Loshen Akava, holding back, remaining. And since the word Teshev is juxtaposed to the word B'dmei Tahara, we have to say that in this matter of D'mei Tara, there's an inyan of ikuf. There's an inyan of remaining. So in order to explain what ikuf there is here, Rashi explains that even though she sees, she's tahora. In other words, the yoledes is misakeves. She is remaining in this state of Tara, and she is not becoming Tumeya through her Re'iyah. That even though B'derech Klal Re'iyas Damim brings to Tumah, Hare Shekan Ha'isha Teshev B'dumei Tahara Lashana Kava Shehi Titakev V'timana Milehitame. Here, a woman is being held back, a Kava, from being Tumeya. Ad kan binogei leperush hatevus teshev b'dmei tara. So now we understand the teshev b'dmei tara, that afa pisha roa tahora, that she's misakeves from becoming tumeya. She remains tara, she remains in the state of tara. Afterwards, Rashi continues and he explains the words yamei tara at the end of the pasuk. B'chol kodesh lo siga, v'la mikdash lo savo ad yimalos yamei tara. Rashi says Yimei Tara Mapikei Yimei Tohar Shela, the days of her Tara. But Lechora, what's Rashi teaching us? This klal, that when there's a Mapikei, a dot in the hay at the end of a word, it means Shela, is Muvanu Pashut. What's Rashi coming to tell us in this Nidon that it means Shela? So the explanation is that from the Pasuk it's understood that there are two tzadim in the situation of a Yoledes in the 33 days that come after the 7 days where she's Tumeya, the 33 pure days. Mitzad echad, she's Tahora, Teshev b'dmei Tahara. Mitzad sheni, she still has to be careful. B'chol kodesh lo siga, ve'al hamikdash lo savo. She's not allowed to touch any sacrificial meats. She's not allowed to come to the mikdash. So she's tahara, but she's not tahara. So we can explain this in two ways. Zesha isha hi teora, that the woman is tahara, is only benogea to other things. And about that it says teshev b'dmei tahara, but vis-a-vis kodesh and mikdash, she's still tumeya. And therefore b'chol kodesh lo siga v'ala mikdash lo savo. That's one possibility. Another possibility is that even though the woman is tahora for everything, nevertheless, she still has to be careful from touching holy things and from going into the Beis HaMikdash for a side reason. And the nafgamina between these two possibilities is if we say that the Tahor is only l'inyan ha'macheirim, but b'nogeh l'kodesh u'mikdash, she remains tmeah. So she needs another tevilah at the end of her Yemei Tohar. Because her tefillah that she was tovelis at the end of the 7 days is b'soch Yemei Tumasa b'nogeh l'kodesh u'mikdash. Masha'en kein, if we say that she's Tahor l'kol, she doesn't need tevilah at the end of her Yemei Tohar because she already was tovelis and she was neteris l'gamri. And that's what Rashi comes to be mechadesh, like the second way, that the woman is Tahor l'kol in these days. And that's what Rashi means when he says Yemei Tara Mapike Yemei Tohar Shela, that these are her Tohar days, stam, without unhagbalas, without any limitations. Binogea l'chol ha'inyanim, gam binogea l'mikdash v'kodesh. And now we understand why Rashi copies the words Yemei Tara. Why the word Yemei? Because Rashi's telling us the days are Tahor. Even minogel kodesh u'mikdash. Not that b'chol kodesh lo siga ve'ala mikdash lo savo is for a side reason. And that's what Rashi comes behemshech ha'pasuk to tell us. L'fi shezu tfulas yom aruch she'tovla l'sof shiva ve'ein shimsha mavri l'tara ad shkia sachama shel arboim shel amachar tovi kaparas tairasa. That this woman is like a tvulas yom. We have a tvul yom who goes to mikvah and isn't tar until nighttime. So she's a long-term tvulas yom. She's tovelas besof shiva, but the shemesh, which is usually mavir to tara, doesn't work until shkia of the 40th day, so that she can bring her kaparas tairasa. In other words, her iser bekodesh u'mikdash is only mitzad her chiyuv to bring kaparas tairasa, bring her karbanas. Kolomar, from the pashtus lashon Yemei Tara, it's muchach that in these days she's tahor legamrei mitumas leida. And the iser of losiga is not because as long as there's no Harev Shemesh, she remains with her earlier Tumah, but rather, her Chiyuv to bring a Karban, that's what makes the Din Isser. So now we understand, B'siyata Dishmaya, Psukim with Rashi, Shaki says, Rev Yelda Zacha, Vatamashivis Yamim, Shloshim Yom, Shloshim Yom, Shloshis Yamim, Teshev Bidmei Tahara, Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga, Velamikdash Lo Saba, the Muslim Lake Tahara. First, Rashi explains the Teshev, Lashon Akava, like Teshev Bekodesh, Vayeshev Belone Mamre. Interesting, Rashi first brings a later Pasuk than an earlier Pasuk. The later Pasuk is the exact Lashon of Teshev, the earlier is Vayeshev. And then afterwards, Rashi explains B'dmei Tara Afal Pisharo Tahara, which explains the Akava. That she's Misakeves, she remains in the state of Tara, she can't become Tmeya. And then Rashi explains, so that's why Rashi say explain that first, because it's going on the Viteshev that comes earlier. And then Rashi teaches the Pasuk and says that this is B'dmei Tara, is a shame daver. And then Rashi goes on at the end to tell us that U'b'chol kodesh shel siga v'al mikdash shel sava ad yimlos Yemei Tara. Yemei Tara is Yemei Tara shela without limits. She's completely tahora. And she's so completely tahora that the only thing stopping her from mikdash and kodesh is something else. It's not her state of tumah, But rather, the fact that she's a Tvulas Yom, she has to wait till Harev Shemesh of the 40th day and to bring her korbanos. Okay, so B'siyata D'shmaya, we were Mamik Abit Narashi, and obviously there's so much more to say, so B'ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we hope in the future to revisit this Rashi. Hashem should give us life and Simchas Chaim to do so. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.